Yuma Perches Mishnah Dalet. Hatinoikus Ein Ma'ananos San B'Yom Kippurim. Children, we don't afflict them on Yom Kippur. Rav explains it means that we don't hold them back from eating and drinking. Avo Mechanchen Osom Lifnei Shana V'Lifnei Shnosayim. But we're Mechanich them before the year of their Bar Mitzvah Bas Mitzvah, V'Lifnei Shnosayim, and also, or 2 years before their Bar Bas Mitzvah. The difference is if it was a strong child, it would be 2 years before his or her Bar Mitzvah or Bas Mitzvah. And if it was a weaker child that they couldn't stand fasting that long, then it would only be 1 year before his Bar Mitzvah or her Bas Mitzvah. So by a boy, if he wasn't as strong, it would be 12 years old. And by a girl, it would be 11. Bishvil shiyu ragilin b'mitzvahs. And we do this that they should become accustomed to mitzvahs. It's a part of chinuch. However, the Tfresorl explains that nowadays, in general, children are considered weaker, and he says that we do not need to be mechanich them a year before. Rather, it's enough that they start fasting when they are bar bas mitzvah, which minatara is, by, for example, a boy, would be 13 years and 1 day. That's when he's officially bar mitzvah, and we assume that when he hits that time, that he has simonim, that he has two hairs, and he would therefore be a bar onshim. Tfresorl does bring up, though, that a child that's less than 9 years old, even if he wants to fast, we do not allow him to fast. I would assume the same thing by a girl as well.